I'm Ed Waltz. I'm from Dallas, Texas. Our next speaker is going to be Dr. Monica Cruz. And Dr. Cruz serves as the State Data Center Lead for the Texas Demographic Center and supports the data needs of the center's network of statewide and local affiliates. She earned her master's degree at the LBJ School of Public Affairs at UT Austin and her doctorate in applied demography at UTSA. I'll turn it over to Dr. Cruz.
Good afternoon, everyone. It's a pleasure and an honor to be with all of you this afternoon. Let's go ahead and get started here. So a little bit about the Texas Demographic Center, for some of you who may not be aware of who we are. We are considered the state data center for Texas. We have a collaborative agreement with the U.S. Census Bureau to highlight demographic trends happening across the state. I work for the state demographer, Dr. Lloyd Potter, who I think was with this group about 5 or 6 years ago. We are housed at the University of Texas in San Antonio. Part of our collaborative agreement with the U.S. Census Bureau is that the Census Bureau has this arrangement with one entity in every state across the U.S., and we are that entity for Texas. We are housed out of UT San Antonio, but we also have an office here in Austin in the Clements Building. In addition to highlighting these demographic trends in Texas, we also collect our own data to almost do a form of ground truthing with regards to population growth in our state. And we produce annual population estimates for the state, counties, and municipalities. And we produce biennial population projections for the state and counties. We don't do projections for cities. We respond to a lot of data requests from legislators, elected officials that are looking to gather data for either grant proposals or planning. So we provide that data free of charge. We are a governmental entity. On occasion, we have done some more a deep dive into some data analysis for different organizations across the state on a contractual basis. And we also have a network of what we call TDC, Texas Demographic Center affiliate members, where we have a lot of good relationships with, you know, Texas Higher Education Coordinating Board, Texas Water Development Board, Texas Office of the Texas Comptroller, where we just provide data, share data, and to be able to highlight what's happening in our state with regards to population growth. So let's talk a little bit about this. This slide has a lot of data, so I know you can't really see it from where you're at. I do believe you'll have access to this data in your notebook. But, and I notice there's a little bit of a, my highlights don't come out quite right. But anyways, so one thing I want to share is that, for many of you who may or may not know, between 2010 and 2020, Texas grew more than any other state in the U.S. We ranked number one, adding almost 4 million people to our population, okay? Ever since 2020, we produce population estimates just to kind of continue to monitor and see how we are growing after the decennial census. And ever since 2020, Texas has continued to rank number one across the country in population growth. We currently, with our most recent population estimates, our population stands at 31.2 million, all right? And again, ranking first in population growth with the most recent population estimates. We have Florida ranking second in population growth and California. We're right second after California with population, total population, because California currently is at about 39 million. So what does that mean? When we track, you know, this is a great population estimate or data point that we like to share. Folks say, wow, we're growing so fast. What does that mean with regards to how many new Texans are we adding per day? And so since 2020, from 2020 to 2021, we added about 906 Texans per day. From 2021 to 2022, we added about 1,488 new Texans per day. From 2020...